None but the hungry heart. 7:15. The hand of life. That I may know him, being made conformable unto his death. Philippians 3:10. The life that emerges from death is administered by a loving, nail-pierced hand. As with the seed that is buried once for all, but then disintegrated through a gradual process that sets free the new life, even so does our Father deal with our old nature by delivering it to death with the Lord Jesus once for all, and then bringing about its mortifying in detail through the circumstances of daily life, until the power of the old man has lost its hold on us. We are going to have to learn death in order to know life. Redemption must be known first, and the ultimate effect will be death to sin, to selfishness, and all this is very trying. One might be tempted to say, "All this trial comes upon me because I have not been redeemed." Not so. It is just because you are redeemed. We may seek to avoid the bitter waters of Marah, but our Father will bring us to them. He intends to break down what is of the old man, and then in his own good time he will pour in that which sweetens all. But because God has brought me to himself, he is putting his finger on everything that hinders complete dependence upon him, or my soul's full enjoyment of him. So count it not strange, though it be a fiery trial which is to try you, for the Father will have you drink of that very thing, death, that redeemed you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5.